This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of long thoracic nerve, from the nerves of the upper extremity subsection under the anatomy topic on orthobullets.com. In this episode, we'll go over the innervation, origin, course, and terminal branches of the long thoracic nerve. So as far as innervation, the long thoracic nerve innervates the serratus anterior. Again, the long thoracic nerve innervates the serratus anterior. The origin of the long thoracic nerve is derived from the ventral rami of C5, C6, and C7 roots of the brachial plexus. And keep in mind that C8 contributes in 8% of patients. So again, the long thoracic nerve is derived from the ventral rami of C5, C6, and C7 roots of the brachial plexus, and C8 contributes in 8% of patients. As far as the course of the long thoracic nerve, it runs downward and passes anterior to the scalene posterior muscle. It courses distal and laterally deep to the clavicle and superficial to the first and second rib. It then runs inferior on the chest wall along the mid-axillary line on the outer surface of the serratus anterior for a distance of 22 to 24 centimeters. Finally, the terminal branches are small branches of the long thoracic nerve that penetrate into the serratus anterior muscles. Again, the terminal branches are small branches of the long thoracic nerve that penetrate into the serratus anterior muscles. The clinical condition involving dysfunction of the long thoracic nerve is scapular winging. And to learn more about scapular winging, review the topic on orthobullets.com or the Bullets app, or listen to the podcast episode about scapular winging. So again, to quickly review the anatomy of the long thoracic nerve, as far as innervation, the long thoracic nerve innervates the serratus anterior muscle. As far as origin, the long thoracic nerve is derived from the ventral rami of C5, C6, and C7 roots of the brachial plexus, with a C8 contribution in 8% of patients. As far as the course of the long thoracic nerve, it runs downward and passes anterior to the scalenus posterior muscle. It then courses distal and laterally deep to the clavicle and superficial to the first and second rib. And then it runs inferior on the chest wall along the mid-axillary line on the outer surface of the serratus anterior for a distance of 22 to 24 centimeters. Finally, the terminal branches are small branches of the long thoracic nerve that penetrate into the serratus anterior muscles. And the clinical condition involving dysfunction of the long thoracic nerve is scapular winging. That's all for this review about the long thoracic nerve. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.